The following worship service was recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming, on Sunday, August 7th, 2016. Today's message is by Kathy Ellis.
Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Let us continue in prayer as we open our worship service today, because today is indeed a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Please join me now as we lift our hearts in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, gracious Redeemer, we come to you this morning in spirit and truth, worshiping you in song, praise, and in thanksgiving. Gathering to worship you together this morning in fellowship and friendship, the reading of your holy word, and the sharing of gifts and graces. We now come together to praise your most holy name here this morning, in this sanctuary, for this is truly a day you have given us. May we use it to glorify your most holy name. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Luke 12:32-40. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. See your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thieves come near and no moths destroy. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You must also be ready, or the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. I titled my message this morning, Blessed Are Those Who Are Awake. A teacher asked the children in the Sunday school class, if I sold my house and my car, had a big garage sale, and gave all my money to the church, would I get to go to heaven? No, the children said. If I cleaned the church every day, mowed the yard, and kept everything neat and tidy, would I get to go to heaven? Again, the children answered, no. Well, the teacher said, then how can I get into heaven? And from the back of the room, a 5-year-old boy shouted, you gotta be dead. Well, at the end of our scripture reading, Jesus said, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. Clearly, Jesus is talking about his second coming. Clearly, Jesus is speaking of his return at the end of the world. And clearly, we must be ready to meet him when he returns in all of his power and majesty. Think of it like this. that we live between the lightning and the thunder. The first coming of Christ is the lightning. So then we wait, and then comes the thunder. When we see the one, we know the other will follow. We know it's coming, but we don't know when it will arrive. We all have an appointment at some time in our lives with death, unless, of course, Jesus comes first. After death, we all have a second appointment, and that appointment is with God. And yes, we do need to be ready. In this in-between time, we are called to wait with patience, faith, and act faithfully and obedient to the Master's teaching. We are called to treasure His word. Jesus said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Therefore, we can be ready to meet Christ with faith and hope in our hearts. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." You know, as I prepare a message, I always like to check the previous and the following texts just for context. And the previous text to this one was Luke 12:13-31. It told of a rich farmer whose greatest goal in life was material wealth. But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?" Jesus wants us to leave more than a paper trail. He wants us to leave a set of footprints where we have invested our hearts and our souls. Our real business is that of our humanity. The text that followed is about a servant who mistreated his fellow servants because he didn't think he'd ever have to face the absent master again. This evil servant lived as if he were the master, eating and drinking excessively. He was saying, "The master is away, and I can do whatever I want." Jesus said, "The master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour that he does not know. And he will be put with the unfaithful." You see, there is punishment for evil deeds. We're not just called to believe in the Master. We are not just called to realize that we will face him again at the end of time or at the end of our lives. We are called to act on our beliefs. We are called to be dressed for action and have our lamps lit. We are called to make faith active in the way we live for God and for others. We must also remember that God is found in the secular world too. He is active in the common, ordinary, and profane outside the temple world. And if we are awake, we'll see him working there. Have you ever asked a small child how much they love you? The child responds by holding his or her arms out to demonstrate how much. In our house, that game always ended with hugs and laughter. But think about asking Jesus how much God loves you. Jesus said, "God loves you this much," and his arms are spread wide open on the cross with spikes driven into his hands. That is the depth of God's love toward us. It was indeed the love that kept Christ on that cross, not the nails. We know where Jesus' heart lay. We see it exposed on the cross of Calvary. Jesus' heart lay in doing the will of the one that sent him. Jesus' heart lay in showing us how much we are loved. Such love and obedience gives us courage in difficult times. Such love and obedience compels us to be Christ-like in dealing with others. Actor Martin Sheen played the President of the United States on the popular television series The West Wing. Sheen is known as a hard-working professional on the set, but acting is only part of Martin Sheen's life. Sheen is a devout Roman Catholic who practices his faith every day in his social activism. Sheen is especially involved in ministries to the homeless. Once a week, he volunteers at a California restaurant for the homeless called Bread and Roses. He has become personally involved in the lives of some of the people that he met there. And he says, "Acting is what I do for a living, but my social justice work is how I stay alive. Fellowship with one another, that interpersonal relationship, is also a source of God's grace in our lives." How many of us really think that the Master will return in our lifetime? Truth be told, many of us would say no. How many of us really think that we could die today? Once again, many of us, if we're honest, would say no. Herein lies the problem. Why be alert to something we don't think will happen? If we are aware of the Lord's presence in our lives, it changes our perspective and it will change how we live and prioritize things. If we look at verse 38, it says, "Whether he comes in the second or the third watch," meaning middle of the night or early in the morning, "and Jesus finds us waiting on him and ready to open the door for him, he will bless us." But the best way to prepare for the coming of Christ is to never forget the presence of Christ. I believe this text speaks to the whole of life. Doors open and doors close. Whether the door is being opened or the door is being closed, the key is that we stay awake, because we never know when we are going to be surprised by a new possibility, nor do we know when something or someone important is going to be taken from us. One of the great unspoken commandments of the Scriptures is that we are to make our lives count for something, and we are accountable for our actions. "What good is a tree," asks Jesus, "if it does not bear fruit?" That's Matthew 7:19. Jesus calls his people to be productive. He wants us to use our brains. He wants us to use our energies. He wants us to dream dreams and to move mountains. He also wants us to guard against foolishness and greed. When we are young, our dreams are big and exciting, and we believe that we're going to realize them all. We just need to keep in mind the words of the Master: "Unto whom much is given, much will be required." Time is fleeting, and we never know what's going to happen to us, to any of us. We need to stay awake in our relationships, to be caring, affirming, concerned, attentive, investing ourselves in family, in love, and in ministry, because we never know when something important is going to be taken from us. The Bible says, "The race is not to the swift, or the battle to the strong." That's Ecclesiastes 9:11. "The race is to those who have learned to endure. They wait with patience. They wait expectantly. They live in faithfulness to God, whether their faithfulness seems to be noticed and rewarded or not." Hear the word of God that says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen.
Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. You are the potter, I am the clay. Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. You are the potter, I am the clay. Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you.
On a daily basis, we confront a world with many different faces, different values, different social and economic levels from our own. It can be confusing and sometimes even a little scary. But we have a source of hope that is with us all day, every day. It transcends the hopelessness of our lives and dwells in each of us. The hope of your heart and mine is found in the good news of Jesus Christ. So go and live your faith. Amen.
Preceding was recorded live at Rock Springs First United Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming. If you would like copies of this message for friends or family, you may contact us at area code 307-362-5334. Our email address is rsfumc@hotmail.com. Visit our website at www.rsumc.org. Our mailing address is 1515 Edgar Street, Rock Springs, Wyoming, 82901. You are cordially invited to join us in worship at 10:30 on Sunday mornings.